For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
And now, another black perspective on the drug war. Opinions on the supposed dangers of marijuana use may vary, but one thing most everyone agrees on is that we must do all we can to keep harmful drugs out of the hands of our children. To that end, schools have enacted zero-tolerance rules that impose severe penalties on the use of any drugs on school property. So, what has been the result of this get-tough approach? Disaster. Children have been expelled from school for even being rumored to have drugs when no actual drugs have been found. In Maine, for example, Tracy Janicelli, a ninth grader, was expelled for taking Tylenol. Once expelled, students are required to undergo drug counseling, submit to periodic drug testing, and a record is made on an open website revealing the minor's full name and charges, similar to those used for sex offenders. It's probably as hard as heck to get a Tylenol in school nowadays, but when my daughter's high school teacher polled the class asking how many students, if asked to, could bring him marijuana by the end of the day, nearly every hand was raised. Zero tolerance. Another failed tactic in the misguided war on drugs. This is Phil Jackson for the Drug Truth Network.
Next up, Poppygate from reporter Glenn Greenway. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
This week, 40 pounds of heroin were seized by Ohio police, the largest heroin bust in state history. In comparison, last year, U.S.-occupied Afghanistan produced about 1 million pounds of heroin, an Ohio-sized bust every 20 minutes. Twice last week, teams of U.S.-led Afghan anti-narcotics agents were attacked along a main road in southern Afghanistan, leaving all 11 dead. The fate of the CARE International aid worker who was kidnapped last week in Kabul is still unknown. Her kidnappers' demands included compensation for opium farmers who had been forced to abandon their crops. Also last week, banners saying, "Heroin, get out of town," were put up by an unknown citizens group in western Pennsylvania in a grassroots response to an onslaught of cheap, nearly pure heroin. Finally, last week, the drug czar confirmed Washington's intention to keep the focus on marijuana. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
For the Drug Truth Network, this is Dean Becker urging you to visit drugtruth.net.